But I'd like you to open up to hymn 182. And if you will turn to the third page of the hymn, at the bottom of that page, right before hymn 183, is the account from Luke, which we hear frequently around here, and we assume everyone knows it, as we should. But let me just read that again to you. This is the story. You see it portrayed here in the painting in the front of the chapel. You also see it in the old main lobby, the stairs going up to Anderson Hall. That's still an important place for us because that's where the business office is and you pay your bills. But that was when the campus was young. That particular area was a terribly important meeting place for students. The Bethany motto and the tile on the floor, or the Bethany name, and then the stained glass window, which depicts the same episode that I'm going to read to you quickly. Now it happened as they went that Jesus entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." And of course, that good part was what? Sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to his word. So that it was the heart of the school when it was founded as a college or finishing school or seminary for young women in the earliest days, and it's maintained that status in our educational philosophy ever since. So let's sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3 of hymn 182.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. Now, one other thing I was planning to mention today, and I will. For those of you that don't know, because this is chapel. This is where we meet to worship and learn. But of course, this is not an old building. The original chapel, if you go into the hallway that leads to admissions and the spirit store, there's a spot in that hallway where there's a ramp, right? You know what hall I'm talking about. That's where you start to go down. And that was the entrance to the old chapel. So where the spirit store is now and where the admissions offices are, that space was where the campus worshiped for many, 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 many years. And in the spirit store, where the clothing is kind of on the north side there, that is where this organ first stood. And we were able to bring the instrument over from the other chapel. It was, in many ways, kind of a humble place. When I came, it had old theater seats in it that were jammed in. There were about seats for 380 people, I think, in that relatively small space. Some of the chairs that you're sitting in now, when the chapel was remodeled back in 1985, were purchased at that time. So when you sit, treat them with care. Let's continue now, and we'll conclude with singing the Bethany song, because it's the one time a year we get to do that in chapel. Yay. And you can stand up for this.